Amir Arafat is shopping for his family. He has nothing better to do. Since he returned to Gaza 18 months ago with a degree in computer science from a U.S. university, he has not been able to find a job.
The economy is pretty tough around here. You know, there's not room for new innovations, new technologies, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, there could be no electricity, and especially in the technology industry, there's no you need electricity.
Fuel is in short supply and expensive when available. There are frequent power blackouts. People can afford only basic necessities. The crisis worsened recently after Egyptian security forces destroyed hundreds of smuggling tunnels as part of a crackdown on militant attacks in the Sinai Peninsula. Unemployment was already 40% in Gaza, 50% for young people. Hamas, which governs Gaza, says the tunnel closures have thrown 20,000 more people out of work and cost the economy $400 million.
And this is only the beginning, you know. Everything has been closed for a couple of months now, and so who knows, 6 months down the road, if it stays the same, if everything will keep going up, and I think it will.
Arafat hopes conditions eventually will improve. After all, he says, what goes down has to come up. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Gaza.